And we go to the news from Rome now, where Pope Francis has been hospitalised with a respiratory infection. Let's get the latest now from Elisa Ann Allen, who's senior correspondent for Crux Online in Rome. Elisa Ann, in the run-up to this hospitalisation, Pope Francis, he held his usual public audience yesterday morning. So how big a surprise was it?
Good morning. It's wonderful to be with you all. You know, this was, for many of us, sort of out of the blue, because the Pope did seem so normal in his audience yesterday morning. You know, as he often does in his public general audiences, he holds those every Wednesday. You know, he gives this, there's a gospel reading and he gives his speech, and sometimes he goes off the cuff and makes little jokes or adds little things here and there. And he was in perfect form yesterday. He was doing many of the same things, so it seemed like business as usual. So I think many of us were surprised, and we got the note from the Vatican later yesterday afternoon saying that, you know, he was going to Rome's Gemelli Hospital for some tests. You know, the Vatican said this had been scheduled prior. It was previously scheduled, you know, so how previously scheduled is unclear, but it was a surprise for many of us. We didn't think the Pope seemed out of the ordinary, any sicker than usual. But then again, he is an octogenarian with a very demanding job. So, you know, things can kind of change at the slightest.
And the Vatican have said he doesn't have COVID, but what's known about his condition, given that as well that he only has half a lung and does have other medical issues?
Well, the only thing that we have been informed of at this moment is that there is a respiratory infection, that he had been experiencing some respiratory discomfort over the past few days, and they wanted to get some tests done. So at the moment, it seems that it's nothing life-threatening, right? But especially given his history and the fact that he had part of that lung removed when he was a young Jesuit, you know, there's a need for extra caution, you know, and so I think a few days in the hospital with treatment and observation, you know, is entirely warranted for somebody in his condition. You know, there are some reports saying there is like a cardiac event that happened, that he felt chest pain. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, but that would be consistent. You know, I've spoken with doctors, right? And that would be consistent with a respiratory problem. You can experience chest pain with a respiratory problem as well. So if he was feeling that discomfort, it was even more important to get him in, to get the tests done, to find out what was going on.
The timing, though, this Sunday is Palm Sunday, which is the start of the busiest week of the year in the Catholic religious calendar and the run-up to Easter. Who deputizes?
That's a good question. You know, and Pope Francis, of course, the last couple of years, as he's been struggling with his knee problems and with sciatica, it has become sort of semi-normal for him, if he's not feeling well one day or if his knee is particularly painful, for him to opt out of celebrating a papal liturgy. And he's done this over the Christmas holidays and the New Year holidays. Well, he will assist in the celebration. He'll sit in a chair to the side and another cardinal will step in his place. And the two cardinals that he's asked to step in his place before has been the Vatican Secretary of State, Italian Cardinal Pietro Parolin, or the Dean of the Vatican's College of Cardinals, another Italian cardinal named Giovanni Battista Re. And so these are the two that have kind of taken the Pope's place before if he's been unable to perform a papal liturgy. And this is the biggest week on the church's calendar, you know, and of course, if the Pope is not up to being able to stand through in a lot of these celebrations, which are very lengthy, those would be the two people he would naturally go to.
And of course, Pope Francis presided at his funeral rites in January, but Benedict chose to retire. If Pope Francis' ill health persists, how likely that he would choose to retire like Benedict before him?
You know, if this were 10 years ago at the beginning of Pope Francis's papacy, I would say that would have been very likely. But now I think that is entirely unlikely. I think Pope Francis, I think for several reasons, I think just living, he's kind of had this, at the beginning of his papacy, right, he gave several interviews saying that he was open to retiring, right, but recently he seems to have switched. You know, I think after 10 years of living with a retired pope and seeing some of the complications that have arisen in terms of how the media spun their relationship and, you know, and sort of pitted him and Benedict against one another at times, I don't think, I mean, their relationship was fine, but they tend to be associated with different ideological camps, you know, in the church. And so I think that generated some natural tension in the media. And I think Pope Francis is hesitant to do that to whoever his successor would be. And, you know, he just doesn't think papal resignation should be a normal thing. And he said that more recently in interviews. He thinks it should be rare. So I think whatever health problems might be coming for Pope Francis in the future, I think he's going to stick it out to the end.
Elise Ann Allen, senior correspondent with Crux Online in Rome. Thank you.